Oh my goodness, so many things to talk about and to go over with everything that's happening in Google with the core update, how rankings are changing, and so many other things to think about with your website. We've got a lot to unpack today, but it's going to be a very, very helpful podcast with lots of tips and lots of considerations on how you should plan out Q2, Q3, and Q4 this year.
Looking for ideas and tactical news on how to grow and market your business online? It's the perfect afternoon morning show. So grab a coffee or your pen and paper, keep driving to work, hey, eyes on the road now, and prepare to be inspired.
Talk about inspiration. Man, this is still an industry I love to hate to love. It's because I personally am driven by all the opportunities and challenges that each individual different type of business face out there when they're building a website and they're trying to market their business and their services. And there's been so many ebb and flows over the past 15 years, two decades, really. I mean, I would say the early 2000s is when SEO really got rocking and rolling and starting to get some clarity, and it became really a strategy and a cat and mouse. But now, there's a lot of basics that you can do. And there's you're going to hear a lot of similarities and a lot of regurgitation of the same things. But I want to cover a number of different topics. But first, let's get to vitality. Vitality? Yeah. Let's talk about the Google search and the core update and what's happening with that. And it's a big deal because Google has communicated so much what they didn't do in the past and what's happening. And we have a lot more very accurate tools to show what's going on, and a lot more analysis types of tools that we can utilize to find out vitality that's been happening over, like, say, the past 30 days and what's going on. SEMrush is a tool that we do utilize, and I know there's a lot of haters that are out there, and Ahrefs is typically one that a lot of SEOs like to use as a whole. I have my likes and dislikes for both of the tools, but SEMrush is one that I'm in every single day, looking around at some of that data. And one of the things that I like is the sensor that it has in here to tell me what's going on, and also to look at personal scoring of clients, partners, and our own sites that we're looking at and what's happening with them. And then looking at similarities across different types of industries, types of sites, types of traffic that's happening, and how that might be coming into play. So I can look at a number of those things. So what we did see is, since the beginning of March, vitality across desktop and mobile has been pretty similar. And we did see some pretty high spikes. So right after they announced it on the 5th, really like the 7th, 8th is when we seen some big spikes. Then they were basically finishing out and cleaning up the spam aspect of it, which they said was kind of done a week and a half later. And then really around March 19th, going through to really the end of last week, the 23rd, 24th, some really, really big spikes of changes that were happening. And now it seems like we're in a little bit of a downward trend. Now, again, Google said this is not going to, it's a number of different updates that are coinciding to roll out, integration that's happening into the core, which was spam, and the HCL update. And I think we're going to see some things normalize out here, but we're really not going to see the end results of what is happening for probably, well, until the end of April, essentially. So you got to kind of sit and wait around. But are seeing a lot of, again, vitality and what's happening, and there's a lot of shit results, and there's a lot of things that are changing and happening, which can be very, very aggravating, specifically because you have to counteract and play with digital ad budgets. And a lot of times that also means that you're tickling and playing a lot with the AI there, especially PMax campaigns. And if you are not evolving in digital and you're not continuously changing it and spending some investments and understanding how that works and changing those budgets around, You need to have a little bit of war chest of some money to go be able to combat, do things like this. It would be no different than if you had a fleet of vehicles and you were in the trucking industry, right? If you're in the trucking industry and you're driving around all the time, different times of year, different road conditions, you have to be able to counteract to maintenance of the vehicles and wear and tear. And, you know, there's could be some weeks that and some months that you're actually spending a lot more on maintenance than you are on profit, or you're taking money out of your profits. I really see no different than that's happening with the online landscape in a number of ways, especially if you're really gearing it towards it being a revenue generation point, a lead generator that's turning directly into revenue. You have to completely sell yourself, not sell yourself, but you got to get completely immersed in the fact that you're going to have to support it in a number of different ways with content production, site updates, asset procurement and creation, and then continuous monitoring and maintenance of that in order to be competitive in these landscapes and always looking for new ideas. And I'm going to go into a bunch of those ideas today too and where to kind of procure those from. But going back to the vitality that's happening, just to give you an idea, they list it by categories and they kind of give it a scoring on about how much is happening on a regular day and what's being affected. And some of the ones that are really getting pretty aggressive is arts and entertainment, business and industrial, food and drink, news, shopping and sports. So you're talking about a lot of, in my opinion, references in a big way to eat signals. So do you are you educational? Are you authoritative? Is it trustworthy advice? And now how much AI generation is being pumped out and pushed? And then how much of it is content production that's being subsidized with CPM advertising or affiliate that's producing revenue streams for these people? So it becomes a little bit more of a aggregation and regular revenue that they're supporting on. And so this is, in my opinion, also too, a big push towards AI. It's also a big push towards correction of some early Gemini, Bard AI product from Google. And I'm seeing a bigger focus for businesses, especially if you're, every business should claim a GMB. And if you're really focused on localized traffic, local business, local SEO, then you really got to get your GMB game going. And exchanging those signals back and forth and utilizing that as such a tool, you're going to have to make that a part of your marketing scheme. Ironically, some of the categories that didn't see much vitality so far is going to be the science industries, real estate, and health. Those are hitting near bottom of us being touched. So I think that also speaks to a little bit something more. If we think about health and you think about science, specifically real estate, that one I'm kind of like up in the air in regards to, because that's actually the lowest one that's been touched at all. But health and science, you would think that the like healthy content update back from the fall of 23, they worked on that for quite a while and implementing eat signals and making sure that the content that you're producing is legitimate and it has all these points of authority to validate it in such a number of different ways, because that was heavily spammed in such a large fashion ongoing for so many years. And I think there's a lot of liability and there's a lot of integrity and character that can come with people that were producing the content for monetary reasons or swaying people in different ways. And even when you get into like pharmaceutical or homeopathic types of solutions and arguments of, is there science behind it? How can we recommend doing such of a things? And it could be taking people's lives into someone's hands or people making decisions in regards to it. However, it all comes down to money. So I think Google continuously has to look at how they're utilizing their advertising platforms to generate money. I believe that you do have to have some of these switch-ups on a regular basis in order to validate the existence, because if not, things become stagnant, things become just simplistic. And then it just becomes the norm, and people live in a position on a regular basis, and then you get into a pattern of when some of those changes may happen, and it becomes very, very easy to determine then what was the cause and effect at those different moments. Anyways, interesting looking at vitality charts and winners and losers and how that's happening with a number of different things. But again, I'll have some data to show some of this with the accompanying blog post in regards to it too. Now going into some other news, I want to talk a little bit about as far as people asking questions on what to do in regards to these things. We recently had some conversations internally with a partner, and you look at technical aspects of your website. Those are always going to be evolving and changing. Every website is going to have dependencies that is going to include a code of code to run your website and a lot of forms and functionalities. And those have dependencies based on your server, on processes that are happening, simultaneous processes that are happening, especially if you're e-commerce and you have large traffic. Now, all of these things can be planned for, but you do have to plan for them. You do have to continuously benchmark them and determine if you need to make modifications and changes and that it's going to help you in different ways. Let's go back as an example of maybe when you were younger or you're playing a video game and you knew that a certain race car had different performance enhancements and they had, better off the line, or it had better top end, or it had, more turbo boosting to it, how you utilize it for different situations. Maybe that's not the best metaphor possible, but depending on the site, depending on the time of the year, you need to have those resources and processes in place so that it can serve up. Because if it's not, and you're having contentful painting load times, you're having different types of JavaScript and other things that are taxing the loading of your site from different because of your server, that is definitely going to be something that is going to create bounce, which bounce is, in my opinion, still going to be a very, very large signal on if people are moving back from your site. And if things can't load and things can't get done, people can't do things there. Now you talk about the user experience overall on your website. So that plays into all of that. So it's not just all about SEO. It really becomes a larger picture on how things are getting done. I see every single day in our agency where there is recommendation or there's really, partners coming to us and they have needs versus wants and vice versa. What they need the website to do and what someone wants it to do, or if someone wants it to look, or if they want it to feel a certain way. And then you look into programmatically, what is that going to take? What kind of time and what type of liabilities or dependencies does those changes have? So do I need to have some type of higher on the page UPC codes? Do I need to have modified breadcrumbs, pagination? I need to have this third-party buy now, pay later integration with it. I need to have these third-party one-click checkouts involved and integrated into the site. I need to have 17 people get a copy of the order when it's completed. I need it to integrate into HubSpot and to, create tasks and do these other things. You can see in each of those statements that while very, very similar, it's kind of like saying, I need to have more money to have a better life. There's a lot of things that are going to get involved, and there's going to be a lot of things that are going to get in your way. It's achievable. But you have to have some definition to some of those goals and some of those needs. And then wanting to have certain things. I really want to have more options for my customers to check out and pay for things. Then it comes back to the needs. And it comes back to also the budget and the time and the amount of technology or people to curate that and to test it and to vet it to make sure it's really going to work in a lot of different ways. So not necessarily putting every single bell and whistle on the car is going to get you exactly where you need to go, but you really need to sit down and vet out whether or not something is going to be needed, the substantiated goal that you're targeting for, what are the metrics you're going to be looking at to validate the existence of that or the investment potential, how you're going to forecast that out, to do a little bit more of actuary, and to depend and also try to forecast out like a return on the spend or the investment specifically. So You know, one of the questions, let's talk a little bit about content production and some tips and ideas for content production too. And I'll kind of like conclude it there today. We've had more localized, smaller people, business owners that have a business. They're thriving. They're doing well. But they have small infrastructure. They really can't do a lot with a website. They don't have the largest budget for doing so, but they get very, very specific on something. So I'm going to talk specifically about a localized, let's talk a tri-county or a five-county entertainment company for supporting weddings and events. And knowing that they are determined on showcasing all the good things that they do. And then let's say that they're a DJ specifically. What are going to be conversion points that will potentially put a lead in their inbox? And then how do they follow through with it? So let's dissect that into probably three different very specific areas. One is going to be the presentation and how easy it is to find something. Now that can be tied to not only SEO, but for digital, very, very targeted advertising on a cost per click or CPM and some retargeting that can happen to really get to the audience that should be looking at it in times that it's happening around. We'll come back to the advertising in a second, but on page for the website, it needs to look professional and nice. Looking at your competitors, you have to size yourself up and you need to make sure that you do have four tires, an engine, a transmission, two or four doors, a steering wheel, and a windshield, right? There's got to be some very specifics that have to be there that is expected. If you're highlighting yourself, obviously DJ is going to be kind of a central point of a night and a party for, let's just say it's going to be a wedding. Now you want to talk about maybe cultural specials or diversity. So maybe you specialize in Hindu weddings, or maybe they're going to be of Middle Eastern descent, or maybe it's going to be just for the all-American regular person type of a wedding, small party, good time, good music, and rock and roll. So we want to look at pictures. We want to talk about the equipment. Some important things to get people thinking about you is going to be song lists, examples of showing you doing different types of events where the focus is still on the presentation, the bride and groom, so to speak, but also you're a part of it, or at some of the accolades that happen during the event, how those are being participated in. And now it's going to be the display of your equipment and also listing out the type of equipment that you have. You could go into technical detail with model numbers, how you are updating and how you have backups of all of your songs and your playlists that are available. I would make, there's probably a lot of samples and there's probably third party services that are out there that will allow people to go through libraries and libraries and libraries of music. That allows you to listen to them to curate your own playlist. I would also make those as downloadable PDFs that are branded to the company with actual links that are in there too. I would also look at putting together Spotify playlists in your own branded channel, also on YouTube, and allow people to listen through in 3 minutes some of the most popular Middle Eastern wedding songs. Aspects like that, that you can get views and you can place those back on your website, but allow a couple different marketplaces that people can easily touch while they're sitting on their couch or waiting in traffic somewhere. And then a very, very easy way in a simplistic form that has some very qualified information that someone's going to fill out in order to say, hey, I'm interested in what you have. And do you have these dates open? And what do you cost? And how do I talk to you? You might want to produce content very simplistically of actually doing an interview as a video to let the bride and groom potentially know who you are and what makes you who you are and have that professionally done. And you could probably get that done very affordably. And then again, with the music and the focal point on the music, also the load in, the load out, how do you take requests? Typically, how does a night go? So that helps a bride and a groom plan. And it makes them feel confident and informed before they even decide to talk to you. Or it's reference points now during the sale and how you handle that lead that you're going to be able to defer them through to determine what is the sales process. Now, when we get into the sales process, you know, aspect, I get you a lead. How do you follow up with it and what do you do? That's really, really up to you, but that's also going to be a huge determination of you're looking for a conversion. So your website might only get you to the point of actually having those leads, but now you've got to actually walk through and talk about decision-making points that are specific to your industry, and you need to know more about those. A lot of it's price and it's time and availability. Now, if we talk about the advertising aspect of it, how are you collecting this information? If you're collecting leads or you want people to subscribe to a newsletter for updates, and maybe it's the playlist of the month or the most popular wedding songs and the most popular father-daughter dances, aspects like that, how they are from month to month. And maybe it's going to be tied together with a really nice, well-written intro paragraph of a memorable moment that happened recently at a wedding you were part of. You collect emails, and those are emails you can upload to do targeting inside of Meta. So those are going to be your Instagram. That's going to be your Facebook. And then also you can utilize some of that with TikTok as well. And that allows you to get very, very specific genre type of advertising that's going to tie together to audiences that they're already going to have inside of there. And that's going to allow you to create lookalike audiences as well. So you can target those people on probably pretty affordably. And there's going to be a lot of longer tail, very, very broad or very targeted audiences that can vary in types of price. But if you have enough of those that are going, they become very targeted and they have likely a lower cost per click or acquisition. And with having a number of those campaigns going, you can really start to fill a bucket, to help to get you that volume that you're looking for on a regular basis. And then we go down to the content that you're producing. As I already talked about, there's a number of things that you can be doing on a regular basis in regards to the wedding DJ that's happening here, into creating playlists, showing examples, interviews, testimonials. If people can listen to those, people can read those, people can see those, you're hitting a number of different channels, and that's going to be important because what do we need to do? We need to continuously produce content. And content is what is going to keep you relevant and new for all these different channels. With Google being the largest search engine and YouTube coming in still very, very close as far as traffic sources coming back to a website, you want to make sure that they have something new, something better, something relevant that's following trends, that's following popular music, popular holidays. It's helping them with questions that they have and problems. Knowledge Pack is still a big deal. We're seeing a lot of changes in the SERPs that's happening right now that's very focused on Knowledge Pack and answers. You should do some searches and look for some of those things. But think about these questions and how they can get specific. And it might be towards a wedding. It might be towards a bar mitzvah. It might be towards a particular situation that you can answer questions people are already asking that's going to help get you ranked in the search results. More next week.